Hallelujah. May peace be with brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与大家同在。
Thanks the Lord for guiding me back after 3 weeks absence from Vancouver.
那么感谢神让带领我平安的又回到温哥华教会。过去三个礼拜都不在温哥华。
For the past few weeks, I've been in Edmonton conducting Bible seminar.
那么过去一个礼拜呢，去了爱明顿教会。
And also went to Calgary for pastoral visit.
那么以及到了卡加利教会呢，做牧养的工作。
Thank God that this week I'm here again and very happy to see brother and sister again.
那么很高兴再度平安回到这个地方和大家见面。
May the peace and grace of the Lord be with you always.
那么愿神的平安跟祝福永远跟大家同在。
This morning I would like to share with you a topic, the jealous God for a mutual encouragement.
今天早上要用祭邪的神和大家一起来互相勉励。
Everyone will have something that you dislike a lot.
每一个人都有自己不喜欢的事情
or object,
或是一样东西
for example, in your house,
比如说在家里
Would you put something that you don't like into your house?
我们一定不会放我们不想看到的东西放在家里
We will not do that
我们当然不会这么做
Because if you see that object, the resentment in our heart will be there
如果一样不喜欢的东西放在家里面每次你看到它就会让你感觉到 不喜欢很讨厌
I know a sister who is really hate to see snakes, a serpent.
那么我知道有位姐妹呢，不想就是不想看到蛇。
Even though you give him a toy of the snake, children play, you shout, you scream.
那么就算在他面前摆一个玩具蛇呢，他都会大声大叫。
Because he really dislike it, he really resent it.
因为他就是不喜欢，就是很讨厌。
Of course, everyone will have something that we resent or dislike.
同样的道理呢，每一个人在自己的心里面，在自己的所看到所听到就有一些东西是不喜欢不想看的
Of course, sometimes we are afraid of it.
也许有些事情是让我们会害怕
But sometimes not even we may not afraid of it, but we still resent it.
有些事情是不是因为我们害怕而是说我们根本不喜欢看到
讨厌的
很讨厌看到
So we will not possess this kind of thing in our house.
所以这样的东西当然不会摆在自己家里
Now we talk about God.
我们来看看神呢
Our God is a true and living God.
我们神是一个又真又活的神
He also has his emotion.
当然这位神也有他的感情的一面
There's something that he likes a lot.
有些东西是他这位神很喜欢的
But there's something that he dislikes a lot.
相对的这位神也有一些东西是很讨厌的
And there's something that he resents very much.
有些东西是他最讨厌不想看到的
So how can we as a Christian be blessed by God?
那身为一个基督徒怎么样得到神的祝福呢
The answer is very simple.
答案很简单的。
For the things which God likes, we do it more often.
我们多做神想要看到、喜欢看到的事。
But for the thing that God dislikes,
对那些神不喜欢、讨厌的事情
，or God resent,
或者神不愿意看到、讨厌、看见的事情
，we try to avoid it.
我们就避免去做。
This is called being blessed and being smart and being wise.
这样做呢，基督徒就是一个很聪明，而且是很能够得神喜悦的基督徒。
Now, how did the Bible describe God?
那么圣经里面看看神圣经里面怎么样形容神呢
And how did God describe himself?
那么神怎么样又形容他自己的个性呢
The Bible always say God is a jealous God.
我们看圣经里面很多处都提到这位神呢是一个忌邪的神
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20.
我们先看出埃及记二十章
Verse 5.
出埃及记第二十章第五节
We can read from verse 4.
出埃及记第二十章从第四节可以看起二十章第四节不可为自己雕刻偶像也不可做什么形象仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物第五节不可跪拜那些像也不可侍奉他因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神恨我的我必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三四代
Here is the second commandment in the Ten Commandments
这个是十诫中第二诫
Of course we all know this very well
我们大家都非常了解这一诫。
That the second commandment is to tell us to forbid making any idols or in the image of anything in heaven or underground.
那第二诫大家都背得很熟悉了，不可为自己雕刻偶像、形象、上天下地或地上的水中的摆物。
And we should never bow down to those images or serve them.
更不可以跪拜这些像或是侍奉它。
But why we should not and must not do that?
那么这一诫为什么告诉我们这么严厉说绝对不可以做这样的事呢
Verse 5 tells us For the Lord your God is a jealous God
第五节这边告诉我们很清楚了我们这位神呢是一个忌邪的神
So we have to study what does it mean God is a jealous God
因此从这一诫里面我们要了解说为什么神说他自己是一个忌邪的神
There are two points in the Bible we can point about.
那么在这里面我们可以分成两点从圣经当中来看一看。
The first point.
第一点。
God is jealous means that God hates and resents anything, any events, any activity related to idol worshipping or pagan religion origin.
那么祭邪的神，第一点我们就看到了神非常讨厌这些跟偶像跟邪教有关系的任何的形式物。
Why did God jealous about this?
为什么神这么讨厌？
Let's turn to chapter 34, verse 14.
我们再看到同一章，同一出埃及记第三十四章。
Chapter 34, verse 14.
第三十四章十四节，出埃及记第三十四章第十四节，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。
Let's all read from verse 12 to 13.
我们请看十二节到十三节，十二节，你要谨慎。不可与你所去那地的民居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网罗。此三节却要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶。
Here tell us when God told Moses when they entered the land of Canaan, what should they do and what should they not do?
这里神告诉摩西，当他们百姓们进入迦南地之后呢，他们该做什么，不该做什么。
Now, God tell them, you should never make a covenant with the people there.
神告诉他们说，不可以与那个地的民立约。
Why?
为什么
？If you make a covenant with them,
如果跟那个地的民立约的话
，that means compromise.
换句话就是跟他们妥协了。
Well, today in today's term, compromise is good because we want to have peace.
今天妥协是一个很好的方法解决问题，因为双方都会同意和平。
Because I'll adjust to you and you adjust to me, and then we will not have problem each other.
双方就是你退一步，我让一步呢，大家都很和平相处了。
But God did not tell the people of Israel to do this.
但是神不许以色列民做这样的事情。
God said, "Do not make a covenant."
神说不可以与那地的居民立约。
That means in terms of religion, in terms of their faith, there's no negotiation.
换句话，就信仰、就信心而言呢，是没有地位去妥协的。
Verse 13, and what did God tell them to do?
十三节这边，神更进一步告诉他们说，要拆毁他们的祭坛。
God tell them to tear down their altar, tear down the images.
这里说到要拆掉他们的祭坛，而且要打碎他们的柱像。
And they should never worship to this God because God is a jealous God.
那么，神的百姓绝对不可以敬拜那些神，因为神是祭邪的神。
Now, sometimes people will ask.
有人会这么问了。
Well, God is spirit.
神是一个灵啊。
God is almighty.
神是一个全能者啊。
He is everywhere.
他是无所不在的。
What does those images or wooden idols can do to God?
那么那些木偶啊，那些神像啊，对神有什么坏处呢？
This is nothing in God's eyes.
因为在神的眼中，他们也不过是一块木头而已啊。
It's true, they are nothing in God's eyes.
是的，在神的眼中，这些木头确实起不了作用。
God never feared those things.
神绝对不怕那些木头人。
But in God's heart,
但是在神的心里，
those objectsThose images are related to idol worshipping.
那些形象、那些偶像呢，都是与拜偶像有关。
They're related to other religion.
那么他们都是与其他的邪教教风有关。
Devil uses his evil spirit through those images and objects to control people's heart.
那么恶者用那些木偶呢，经由那些木偶施行他的邪灵来控制那些敬拜偶像的人。
Sometimes those idols are even effective. You pray to them, they answer you.
所以因为这样的邪灵的运作，所以向那些偶像祭拜之后，确实还有些功效哦。
So God really dislikes those objects.
但是神就是讨厌这样的事。
So God said, I'm a jealous God. That means I want those items removed from your life.
所以神说他是祭邪的神，他要使这些事情完全的移除在神的百姓之中。
So what does it mean to us today? We're living in 2008 in a Western country.
今天我们住在这2008年这么摩登的世界里。
What can we learn from this?
我们从这当中学到什么？
There's a few applications.
有几个事情我们可以应用在生活上。
First,
首先
，That means we Christian we should abstain from eating food over to idols.
那么首先，也就是在生活当中，基督徒要拒绝使用祭拜偶像的食物。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们请看新约哥林多前书第十章
，verse 14.
哥林多前书第十章第十四节。
First Corinthians 10:14.
哥林多前书第十章第十四节，我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
Here Paul urged the brother, the beloved brother in Corinth church.
在这边，保罗特别的呼求所有在哥林多教会的弟兄们。
Now, what did Paul say?
保罗说什么？
You have to flee from anything related to idol worshiping.
他说你要逃避任何跟拜偶像有关的事情。
Paul did not say, you have to observe and then you can accept.
保罗并没有说你们先看看，也许到时候可以接受吧。
No, Paul said you have to run away from it.
保罗很斩钉截铁的说，你要必须逃避。
Now, some people may ask.
有人会这么问了。
Verse 19.
十九节，我是怎么说呢？岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或是偶像算得什么呢？
Verse 20.
二十节，我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。
Now, Paul make it very clear.
保罗在这边很清楚地说道。
Doesn't mean he afraid of any object related to the idols.
他并不是因为怕那些偶像，所以才这么说。
And he did not afraid of the food offered to the idols.
他并不是因为怕吃偶像的食物，所以才这么说。
But why he tell the member, do not touch it, do not eat it?
为什么他告诉哥林多教会的信徒们说不要，而且要逃避？
Because if you ate those items,
如果你吃了，
you are having fellowship with devil.
也就是跟鬼相交了。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的事情。
Of course, when Gentiles or unbelievers, when they worship an idol, they will not think they worship idol.
当然，外邦人他们在跪拜他们偶像的时候，他们不觉得那叫偶像。
They believe they are the gods.
因为他们认为那就是他们的神。
This is not in their heart. They will never think this is a devil.
因为在那些人的心里面，他们不觉得这是与鬼相交啊。
But from us, we know the truth.
今天的我们却是了解真理的人。
We know that devil used all those images to control the world.
我们都知道恶者呢，借由那些偶像来控制世界上。
If you eat those food versus to the idols,
如果我们吃了那拜偶像的食物，
you are having fellowship with the devil.
那么结果就是与鬼相交了。
Now today this teaching must be made very clear.
今天这样的教训必须很清楚地在这边说明。
Because many Christian denominations, other churches, they say it's okay whenever you give thanks, you can eat anything.
因为呢，很多教派都已经说，只要你感谢，什么都可以吃。
Jesus cleans everything for you.
因为主耶稣已经为大家洁净所有的事情。
But the Bible is very clear.
但是圣经告诉我们很清楚。
Yes, you can eat anything, but you must not eat anything sacrificed for the idols.
是的，我们什么都可以吃，但是一定要逃避那些祭拜偶像的食物。
Some people may ask.
有人这么问了。
Is it true we cannot eat it?
是不是真的我们完全不能碰啊？
There was a testimony.
有这么一个见证啊。
Actually, some people may ask.
也许有人都这么问了。
Why other church member, other denomination Christian, they ate it, nothing happened to them.
有人会这么问说，其他教派也是基督徒啊，他们吃了怎么没事呢？
But why you say you must not eat it?
为什么我们就这么样的严重警告呢？
There was a testimony.
有这么一个弟兄。
Before he came to True Jesus Church.
当他在进入真耶稣教会之前。
Before he was baptized.
在他受洗之前，
Before he was received the Holy Spirit,
在他得圣灵之前呢，
he was other Christian, church's Christian.
他是其他教派的基督徒。
His mom every time when they worship idols, the parents worship idols, they would give him some chicken, some food.
他的父母亲呢是拜偶像的，所以敬拜偶像之后，那些食物呢有时候就给他吃。
In the past, he ate it.
在过去呢，他也就吃了。
Nothing happened.
什么事也没发生。
Because the church, the pastor, the church tell them it's okay, we give thanks, God cleans it for you.
因为当时候他在那个教派的教会里面，人家告诉他说吃了就好，因为耶稣已经洁净所有的事。
But after he came to True Jesus Church,
但是他来到真教会之后，
after he was baptized,
在他受洗之后，
there was one time he carelessly, he didn't know the things was offered to idol.
有一次他很不小心的又吃了祭过偶像的食物。
He didn't know.
他不知道。
But afterwards he knows.
但是之后呢，他知道了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he fell sick.
因为他生病了。
He find out.
然后他才发现说，
Oh, I should not eat this kind of thing.
哎呀，我不应该碰这些食物的。
So why after he was baptized, he ate something, he feels sick?
为什么他在真教会受洗之后，他吃了这样的食物之后，他就生病呢？
Because now he belongs to God.
因为这个时候他已经是属神的。
He did not belong to devil anymore.
这个时候他已经不再属恶者的。
So God will remind him.
所以神要借这样的机会来提醒他。
I really dislike you eat this kind of things.
我非常的不喜欢你吃这样的事情，
吃这样东西。Even though you did it carelessly or without notice.
那么就算是你不小心或不注意而吃到的。
So today is the same.
今天呢也是一样。
We must follow the Bible.
我们必须按圣经而做。
We must not have fellowship with the devil.
我们不可以与鬼相交啊。
Why?
为什么？
21.
21节，你们不可喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不可吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。22节，我们可惹主的愤怒吗？我们比他还有能力吗？
Here tell us, we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil.
这里告诉我们更进一步，我们不可以喝主杯之后又喝鬼的杯。
In the afternoon, we will drink the cup of the Lord.
今天下午我们就要领主的杯。
We will partake holy communion.
我们要来参加圣餐礼。
We have to prepare ourselves.
我们必须心里准备好。
Then Paul reminds us, how can you drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil together?
保罗很慎重地说到，你喝主的杯，怎么又喝鬼的杯呢？
We cannot do this.
绝对不可以犯的。
So we cannot invoke the anger of the Lord.
因此在这边说到我们不可以惹主的愤怒啊。
Of course, most of us, we will never touch the things sacrificed to idol.
当然我们很多人大家都知道不可以去碰到偶像的食物。
But if we living in a family that our parents or our grandparents are not yet believers, then we have to be a bit careful on this.
但是今天如果我们的家庭还不是全家信主，父母亲还是祭拜偶像的，那么我们真的要小心了。
We have to ask God to protect us.
我们真的要求神保守我们。
And then we have to keep ourselves.
那我们自己也要很警醒。
But of course, idol doesn't only mean the food sacrificed to them.
当然，所谓的偶像并不只单单指的祭过偶像的吃的食物而已。
Another application is we have to remove the filth, the dirty things from our heart.
另外一个生活上的生活上，就是叫我们在从心里面呢除掉那些不好的事。
Because God is a jealous God.
原因是因为神是一个忌邪的神。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22.
我们请看约伯记二十二章。
Job 22 verse 21.
约伯记第二十二章的第二十一节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21.
约伯记第二十二章
four,
二十一节到二十四节。二十一节，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。二十二节，你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。二三节，你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中远除不义，就必得建立。二十四。要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，要将耳飞的黄金丢在锡和石头之间。
25.
25节，全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝银。
Here the Bible reminds us, if you want to know God, then peace and prosperity will follow you.
圣经再次提醒我们，如果我们尊敬神，遵守他的诫命的话，那么平安、祝福都会跟着我们。
But you have to do a trade-in.
但是必须要有交换条件的。
What does it mean trade-in? When you buy a new car, usually the salesman will say, okay, do a trade-in.
所以说，好像说我们去买新车一样，我们拿旧车就跟他来交换一个价值。
Okay, I'll give you a few thousand bucks, and you give me the old car, I'll give you a new car.
那么车子卖给我几千块，那么我跟你来换个新车。
This is called trade-in.
这个叫做交换条件的。
But believe in the law, we also have to do a trade-in.
跟神之间呢，我们也是一样，好像在交换条件一样。
Before we can accept the blessing.
在我们得到平安之前，福气之前
we have to throw away something.
我们必须要丢弃一些事情。
Throw away what?
丢什么东西掉？
Throw away anything which related to unrighteousness.
我们必须要丢掉那些凡事与不义有关的事。
Even though the object itself is so valuable.
也许那样东西对你来说是非常有价值。
Very expensive.
非常昂贵的。
Even it's a treasure.
就算是一个宝藏。
But if it's related to unrighteousness.
但是只要跟不义有关。
Related to idol worshipping.
只要跟偶像有关。
You have to throw it away.
我们必须要把它除尽。
Otherwise, God cannot enter to your heart.
要不然的话，神进不了我们的心了。
Recently, there was a truth seeker.
那么最近呢，有一个慕道者。
She went to the church.
那么她到教会去。
She pray.
她祷告呢。
Why?
为什么
？Actually, she was a Buddhist.
事实上，她是一个佛教徒。
She believed in Buddha for a long time.
她信佛信了很久了。
She got a sister who is our church member and a deaconess.
那么她的姐姐呢，是我们教会的女执事。
The deaconess have a very severe illness.
那么这个女执事呢，患了很严重的疾病。
So her elderly sister, this is the lady, came from Taiwan to America to visit her.
所以这个女执事呢，这个姐姐呢，就从台湾呢飞到美国来看她。
But the sister, close to her sister.
但是呢，这个妹妹呢，就对她这个姐姐很不客气了。
Close to her,
而且向她传道。
Believe in Jesus.
她跟她讲说你要信主
了。She is a sick person. She's dying of cancer.
那么这个时候呢，她已经是一个生病而且是患有癌症的人。
Usually she need the comfort and the encouragement from other people who is healthy, right?
那么这个时候，生病的人通常都需要别人的安慰跟帮助才对。
But our church member, our deaconess, preached to her sister.
但是我们这位女执事呢，带着病还跟她的妹妹来传道。
You have to believe in Jesus.
告诉她说，你一定要信主。
I die, I go to heaven.
就算我死了，我还是会去天堂。
If you worship idol, no good.
今天如果你是敬拜偶像的话，是不对的。
Buddha cannot help you.
因为佛帮不了你。
So that sister really touched in her heart.
所以这个姐姐呢，真的感动了这个妹妹。
Start coming to the church very often.
啊，这个妹妹就常常来教会了。
And they pray.
而且祷告。
And one Sabbath afternoon.
那么在一个安息下午的聚会。
She prays, she filled the Holy Spirit.
那么她祷告呢，她圣灵充满。
Now she has to decide.
那么她决定了。
Should I go back to my Buddha?
那么她这个时候是不是要决定说是我要回去信奉我的佛呢
？Or should I follow my sister? to the truth.
或是我要跟着我这个姐姐呢，追求真理呢？
But she thought.
但她觉得了。
I've worshipped Buddha for a long time.
她觉得我已经拜佛拜这么久了。
I've never this kind of experience.
我从来没有体验过这样的经验。
But I come to the church.
但是今天我来到教会。
Come to true Jesus church.
来到真教会。
I received the Holy Spirit.
我得了圣灵。
Very powerful.
非常有能力的。
I know God is there.
我知道这个教会里面有神的同在。
This is the true God.
那么这是真神。
This is the true church.
这是真教会。
So when she went back to Taiwan.
所以她到回到台湾之后。
So she applied for water baptism.
那么她就申请要受洗了。
But before she can get baptized.
那么在她受洗之前。
The church, the minister go to her house.
那么这个传道者就到她家里面去了。
Ask her.
问她了。
Any related to idols, any objects, bring it out.
啊，问她说任何跟偶像跟佛有关的东西通通拿出来。
Yeah, I got a lot, big or small.
她说。我什么大大小小的都有了。
Some is gold, some is silver.
有的是金的，有的是银的哦。
Okay, give it to us.
全部通给我们。
Throw away.
丢掉。
She has no regret.
她完全不觉得这个是一个不对，完全不后悔。
If she want to follow Jesus, she have to throw away anything related to unrighteousness.
因为她知道呢，如果她要跟着这位真神，她一定要把家里面不义的东西全部除尽。
Even though it's made of gold.
就算那个东西是金做的。
Throw it to the river and the stone.
要必须丢在河床之间。
Use God as your treasure.
那么要把真神当成珍宝。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Yes, we may not have physical idol in our hearts.
今天也许我们没有所谓物质上的偶像在我们心里面。
But is there anything related to unrighteousness in our home?
但是在我们的家里面，我们看看是不是有任何事情、任何东西跟不义有关。
Any unclean things in our hard drive in the computer?
是不是让我们的心里面总是打开电脑就想看一些不好的事呢？
Any bad movie in our video storage?
或是在我们的书架上面有一些不好的电影呢？
Any bad thing in our hearts?
或者在我们的心里面、脑海里面有一些不好的想法呢？
God is a jealous God.
因为我们要常常思想，神是一个忌邪的神。
God dislikes those kind of objects.
我们这位神就是讨厌这些事情。
Now, some people will ask.
有人会这么问。
Now, if I, for example, if I go for tourism,
tourism. 如果我去旅游的话
I'm a tourist, I go to foreign country
既然旅游出去观光了、oh, 到国外去了
There's lots of temple everywhere
有些旅程呢就会安排看一些寺庙
Wow, can I go inside to visit or take a look of those idols those temple
那么既然是旅游是不是我可以跟着旅行团一起去看看这些寺庙呢
Some people say it doesn't matter I only take a look
有人会觉得说哎，这没关系了只是看一下嘛旅程而已嘛
I didn't go in to worship it
而且我也没到里面去跪下来拜他
Of course, what is the Bible concept.
但是圣经告诉我们什么样观念
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书
Verse 10.
哥林多前书第哥林多前书
Number 10.
第十章
23.
二十三节
10:23.
哥林多前书第十章第二十三节，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Now here the Bible gives us one concept.
这里。圣经告诉我们一个观念
Whatever we do,
不论我们做什么
we have to think about two things.
我们必须要考虑两点
First,
首先
Does it bring benefit to us?
这件事情是不是对自己有益
Edifying to our own spirituality
是不是对自己的灵性有益
Don't just ask, can I do this?
不是只有问说、哎、我可不可以做、啊、
Ask, should I do this?
要问问他说我应不应该问问自己应不应该做
Spiritually benefit to myto myself
是不是要考虑说这个在属灵上面对我有什么益处呢
second way to ask yourself
那么第二个考虑重点
bring benefication to other people edifying to other people
做这件事情是不是能够造就别人呢
now of course nothing in the Bible forbids at all when we go for other country to visit we should never enter the temples and take a picture the Bible never say directly
在圣经里面没有直截了当的告诉我们说如果我们参加旅行团去参观庙寺的话我们是不是可以进是不是可以照相呢
but the Bible tells another way
圣经告诉我们另外一个考量方式。
When God see anything related to idol worshiping, is God happy or not happy?
那么圣经里面告诉我们是说，神是不是愿意看到与偶像有关的人事地物呢
？Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们请看以西结。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书的第八章。
Verse 5.
以西结书第八章第五节
Verse 5 to 6
第八章第五节第六节神对我说人子啊你举目向北观看我就举目向北观看见祭坛门的北边在门口有惹祭邪的偶像
Verse 6
第六节又对我说人子啊以色列家所行的就是在此行这大可憎的事 使我远离我的圣所，你看见了吗？你还要看见另有大可憎的事。
He tells us back in those days, God revealed to the prophet Ezekiel.
在这个时候呢，神向当时的以西结先知显现。
At that time, the people in Jerusalem they desecrated the temple a lot.
那么在那个时候呢，以色列民事实上已经不再，已经是
污秽的圣殿。
污秽的圣殿。
They not only worship idol, but they bring the idol inside the temple.
那个时候不只是以色列民并拜偶像，并且把这些偶像带到了圣殿。
God really, really angry with them.
那么因为这样的行为，神事实上发大怒。
Now here, how did God describe idols?
在这里我们看神怎么样形容这些偶像。
Verse 5.
第五节。
God tell us, the Bible tell us.
圣经告诉我们。
In the door, there are idols that cause my jealousy.
这边说到在第五节呢，在门口有那个惹忌邪的偶像。
Now from this we know the heart of God.
在这里我们就看到神的心是什么心。
Of course, God is spirit.
当然，神是灵。
He's everywhere.
他是无所不在。
But if anything in front of him,
但是任何东西在他面前呢
？Especially if you see the images and people bow down and people worship them, God's heart is really in pain and angry.
尤其是那些形象呢，人向那些敬拜，向那些人，向那些形象敬拜的话呢，这是惹神愤怒的。
God will not say, "Wow, it's interesting. Let's take a picture. Just observe it."
神不会说，哎，我们照个相了，看看到底怎么回事。
Oh, this is only art.
而且还会说，甚至说这只是一个艺术而已。
This is only a structure, architecture.
或者这只是一个建筑物的一部分。
In God's eyes,
在神的眼中呢
？God really have no interest in these kind of things.
在神的眼中，神对这样的事情是完全不感兴趣。
But this is the thing that trigger the jealousy and anger of God.
那这种不感兴趣的事情，反而会引起神的愤怒。
So if you think about this, then we will know what to do.
如果我们考虑到这一点，我们知道我们下一步该怎么做了。
We are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
If God doesn't like to see it, we also doesn't like to see it.
神如果不想看到，我们为什么会想去看呢
？Now some people say.
有人会这么说。
Just like yesterday night was Halloween, right?
就好像昨天晚上是这边是这个西方人的万圣节。
I didn't know how you spend last night. It's a Halloween night.
那不知道大家怎么样过这个西方的所谓的万圣节
？In Western nowadays, I read from the newspaper and radio.
那么在现在时候，在这个时候呢，我常听新闻或听这个新闻或者看着报纸。
In Canada, usually the biggest festival is Christmas, and then followed by Thanksgiving.
那么在加拿大呢，最大的一个节期是所谓的圣诞节，再来就是感恩节。
But nowadays Halloween has replaced Thanksgiving, become the second largest festival.
那么，但是现在呢，万圣节却已经取代了感恩节，变成第二大的节期。
AndConsumer spending in Halloween overrides Thanksgiving even.
那么消费者借着这样的节日，万圣节这样节日所花出去的钱呢，已经超过了感恩节节日所花出去的钱。
Why?
为什么
You ask your children, you'll know why.
那么问问自己的我们的小孩子，大家知道。
Yesterday, all the school, even from kindergarten, primary, secondary, every day, everywhere. I mean, yesterday, people dress up costume.
昨天我们大家都知道，只要在学校，不论哪个年级上课的小朋友、学生，都为了明昨天呢，通通都要有所打扮的。
It's the teacher, it's the school to tell the children to dress up.
因为呢，学校老师呢都叫我们的小朋友，叫所有的小朋友都要打扮那一天。
To go to have fun.
那么就是为了要好玩而已。
And of course, during the night, many children go out.
但晚上大家也都看到了，好多小朋友出来。
Many houses decorate.
那么很多房子呢，都因为这样的节日呢，好好装饰一下。
People think it's just like a party. It's a fun thing.
很多人认为说这只是一个节日嘛，只是好玩而已。
And some Christians, some family will even think, oh, this is nothing harming.
有些基督徒甚至都已经觉得这没什么，这只是一般的习俗，好玩而已。
But we have to.Think about the heart of God.
但是这个时候，我们要回想起神的心是什么心。
We have to think about the origin of Halloween.
我们必须要想一想这个万圣节的起源在哪里。
Is it from the Bible?
是不是万圣节从圣经来的
？Of course not.
当然不是了。
Halloween was from pagan origin.
那么万圣节是起源于外邦人的一种异教的一种习俗。
Concerning devil worshiping.
这种异教呢是忌恶者的。
They're celebrating evil spirit.
他们为了要让邪灵来庆祝。
And then later it was evolved to be more fun celebration.
然后渐渐的才演变成说变成一种节日让大家来庆祝。
But the origin is evil.
但是最起初是因为要忌邪灵而有的节日。
But nowadays people dress up like a witch, like a dead people, and it's not good.
那么今天我们看到很多人都为了这样的节日把自己打扮的这个 不像人不像鬼的样子。
Of course, some people think it's very funny.
有的人会觉得说，哎，这没什么，只是好玩嘛。
But it's in God's eye, definitely will not be funny.
但是在神的眼中，却不是好玩的事。
So, we are the children of God.
那今天我们是神的儿女。
God is a jealous God.
那么我们都知道，这位神是忌邪的神。
If God dislike idols,
如果神是讨厌忌偶像的。
If God dislike witchcraft,
神如果是讨厌这些。邪恶的事。
And if we join in the celebration,
那么今天我们就跳进去，去跟大家一起来庆祝这些邪恶的事。
Giving candies to promote this kind of activities.
然后参与给糖果啦，一起来欢乐一下。
Tell the children dress up just for fun in the school.
告诉我们的小朋友去学校，你也打扮的跟别人一样，就是只是为了要好玩而已。
Compromise.
我们常常会这样，因为这样跟社会妥协啊。
How will God think of us?
那么这样的妥协在神的眼中，神怎么看呢
？How will God feel in His heart?
那么神怎么样在他的心里面怎么样去感受呢
？Second point.
第二点。
What does it mean God is jealous?
我们怎么说神是忌邪的神呢
？In English, it's called jealous 啊，嫉妒的。
在英文里面，这个说到是嫉妒，中文就嫉妒的意思。
Why God is a jealous God?
为什么我们这个神是一个有嫉妒心的神
？We know that there are two kind of jealousy.
我们都知道嫉妒有两种。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13.
我们请看哥林多前书第十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
Verse 4.
第四节，哥林多前书第十三章第四节。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Here is the most famous passage in the Bible, one of the most famous ones.
那么这是其中一个大家都很熟悉而且很有名的经节。
The definition of love.
这里说到的什么是爱
？Of course, Paul goes on and on to describe what is love.
那么保罗在这个地方继续在这十三章阐明了什么是爱。
But love is not jealous.
但是爱是不嫉妒。
So we think about jealousy is bad, isn't it?
所以我们常常会想说，哎，嫉妒的心好像不是很好，哎。
Yes, this jealousy is bad.
当然，这样的嫉妒确实是不好。
What does this kind of jealousy mean?
那么这样的嫉妒又是什么呢
？If other people is better than you, you don't feel good. This is called jealousy.
如果我们看到别人比自己更好而产生的嫉妒心，那这样的嫉妒心是不好。
In the company,
在公司里面
，you and your colleague do the same thing.
我们跟我们的同事都做同样的事情。
He got a raise.
那么他被提升了，他被升迁了，加升迁了。
加薪了。You have no raise.
那么我们还是原来的薪水。
Every day look at him.
每天你看到这个人。
Why you earn $2 more every hour than me?
每天你会看到这个人，觉得说，哎，他凭什么每个小时比我多赚两块钱呢
？The same age.
我们同样年纪耶。
哇 ，You look so smart.
那么你看起来好像很聪明的样子。
You look so handsome.
看起来比较帅的样子。
I'm not handsome.
也许我自己长得不够好。
I look at you no good.
那么我们会觉得说，开始嫉妒这个人。
This jealousy is no good.
那这样的嫉妒当然是不对的。
If people are better than you,
如果别人比我们好
，smarter than you,
比我们聪明
，earning more money than you,
赚的比我们更多
，more beautiful than you,
也许比我们长得更美
，you don't feel good in your heart.
那么这个时候我们感觉到心里不痛快。
You try to avoid him or her.
我们避免看到这样的人。
And even talk bad about him or her.
那么或是在背后呢说这个人的坏话。
This is called jealousy.
那么这个叫做嫉妒心。
This jealousy is not good.
这样的嫉妒心是不对的。
It's forbidden in the Bible.
那么事实上，在圣经里面是禁止的。
If you have love, you are not jealous.
如果一个人心里有爱的话，就不会有这样的嫉妒心。
But there's another kind of jealousy. It's very important.
但是另外一种嫉妒心呢，是非常重要的哦。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
我们请看
雅各书。James chapter 4.
我们看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
Verse 5.
第五节，雅各书第四章第五节，你们想经上所说是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗
？Here, the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
，God has given us His Spirit.
神已经赐给我们灵了。
But His Spirit, what did it do in our heart?
这个灵在我们心里面做什么
？He's loving us intensely, and then sometimes even envy.
这个灵住在我们是爱我们的，甚至有时候会产生这种所谓的嫉妒。
Now this kind of jealousy, this kind of envy is good.
这样的嫉妒呢，这样的妒忌呢，事实上是好的。
Why?
为什么
？Because this is the love between husband and wife.
因为这种所谓的妒忌的心是夫妻之间的一种爱的表现。
If you have no jealousy, this means you have low love.
如果你不有这种嫉妒的妒忌的心的话，那么事实上是没有爱的。
Today, do you love your wife?
今天我们说，我们爱自己的太太吗
？Do you love your husband?
是不是爱自己的先生呢
？Chinese description has very funny, huh?
应该是东方人对这种爱的表现或者解释呢，很奇特。
What do you call it?
我们怎么说呢
？If you are husband,
如果你是先生的话
，You see your wife talking to another man.
你看到自己的太太呢，跟另外一个男性说话
，very happy.
你会觉得很开心呐、啊、
，smiling.
啊，会看到他们谈笑风生、啊。
But、talking to you, no feeling.
但是跟我讲话好像没什么反应哎。
In your heart, not good.
那么你心里面就觉得不舒服。
This is called jealousy.
啊，这就叫做嫉妒。
Husband, wife is the same.
那么太太也是一样。
Oh, you see your husband.
那么有人看到自己的先生。
Talking to another female.
那么跟另外一个女生讲话。
Or other female calling in the house.
那么或是其他女性打电话来家里找你先生。
Immediately ask, hey.Husband, my darling, what happened? Who's calling?
你是太太第一个会问说，到谁打电话、
What are you talking about?
你们在谈什么啊
？Why?
为什么
？In Chinese, they call 吃醋啊 ，vinegar feeling 啊。
那么，这中国人所谓的吃醋，就是这种感觉。
A little bit of vinegar is very important.
那么，也许在这个生活当中，有一点醋劲还是很不错的。
You cannot have too much, otherwise too sour.
但是如果打翻了醋坛子，可是不得了的。
But it's important, you have a little bit of jealousy, 啊。
所以在这夫妻之间的爱当中呢，有这么一点嫉妒、妒忌的心是好的。
Why?
为什么
？This keep the relationship.
因为这是保持关系的一个重要元素。
This keep each other in the bond of marriage.
因为这个是保持夫妻关系重要的一个因素之一。
The wife will never tell the husband.
太太绝对不会跟先生这么说。
That pretty girl is very nice. Okay, you go to her outside more often. I don't mind.
我们从来没有听到一个太太说，哎，那个女孩子不错，你跟她在一起吧，我不介意的。
You never see the husband say the same thing to you.
那么同样的先生也不会讲同样的话。
You'll be jealous.
因为有这个嫉妒之心在里面。
If the heart starts to change, the other side will feel very jealous.
如果一个人的心开始变的话，另一方就觉得非常的难过。
Now.God is jealous. What does it mean?
那么这边说到神是一个嫉邪、嫉妒的神是什么意思
？God's spirit living in our hearts.
神的灵住在我们心里。
God has loved us the most.
神爱我们最深。
He gave His only Son to us.
那么他赐下他唯一的儿子给我们。
There's nothing He cannot give to us.
他已经给到我们最完全了。
God wants to demand the same love from us to Him.
既然他给我们这么完全，他也希望我们将我们自己完全的爱奉献给他。
But if we, our hearts, we do not satisfy the love of God,
如果今天我们的心里面没有办法满足神所要求的爱，
God will feel jealous.
神就会感到嫉妒的。
We can read from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们看从第一节，第四章第一节这边可以看到，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是你们白体中争斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又争斗征战也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求。第三节，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐当中。第四节，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Now, here Elder James reminded the member at that time.
在这里，雅各长老劝勉当时的信徒。
Why you are a Christian, but after you believe, you have no peace in your heart?
你身为一个基督徒，在你信主之后，为什么在心里面找不到那样的平安
？Why in your heart is always struggle?
为什么在你们的心里面总是这么样的挣扎征战
？There must be a reason.
一定有原因的。
Because according to James, that you have too much desire.
根据雅各长老所叙述的，也就是在你的心里面贪恋太多啊。
You lust for the physical things too much.
那么你贪恋这些属肉的享受啊。
You always want to eat and drink.
总是要在宴乐当中过你的生活。
Of course, we have to eat, but if we wasted our life on eating and drinking.
是的，我们总是要吃东西，但是因为吃东西而开始享乐。用宴乐来享福的话
，We love the food more than the word of God。
我们可能爱这样食物超过爱神的心了。
We love partying more than coming to church。
我们可能喜欢那种宴乐的场所超过来教会的时候。
We love the friends, unbeliever friends in the world more than brother and sister。
我们也许爱我们世界上的朋友呢，超过我们的弟兄姐妹。
We love to draw close to the world enjoyment than draw close to the spiritual joy provided by the Lord。
我们可能特别的喜欢这种世上的享乐呢。超过来亲近神的心。
We can watch TV for 2 hours.
我们也许可以电视打开来两小时。
But turn on the Bible 1 minute before I sleep.
但是打开圣经一分钟就想睡觉。
We can talk to a friend for 5 hours.
也许我们上电话可以跟朋友聊5小时。
MSN or Skype for 3 hours.
也许跟电在电脑上面跟朋友们一聊就聊几小时。
But knee down 2 minutes, I feel tired.
但是跪下来向神祷告2分钟之后就觉得累。
We can spend many time to do overtime work more, earn more money.
也许我们会想要加班加到想要为了要赚钱。
To have a better lifestyle.
为了要能够过更好的生活。
But we cannot spare 1 hour, 2 hours every week to draw close to God.
但是我们却不愿意为神留下1-2个小时，就是为了要来亲近他。
If this is the case,
如果真的是这样的生活，
God's heart is very jealous.
那么我们这一位神可是真的有这么嫉妒的心呐。
Because God will say,
因为神会这么说了。
I love you the most.
我既然这么爱你，
You love me very little.
你只爱我这么一点点。
You have loved the world more.
你爱世界这么深。
I'm jealous.
我会觉得这样会吃醋的。
So today we have to think about this.
所以今天我们真的要想这样的事情。
Why God is described as a God of jealous God?
为什么神被形容成是一个嫉邪嫉妒的神？
Because he demands our love.
因为他需要我们来去爱他。
So today we should learn from this.
今天我们要从这段经节学习。
We have shared 2 points.
我们已经分享跟大家分享两点。
First,
首先
God is a jealous God.
神是一个忌邪的神。
That means we should remove all the idol-related things, all the favorite things from our life.
所以在我们生活当中，我们要移除所有跟偶像有关的人事地物。
Secondly,
第二个
，God is a jealous God.
第二个，神是一个嫉妒的神。
Don't love other things more than we love God.
不要爱超过不我们的心，不要爱其他事情超过爱神的心。
Of course, we love our wife, our husband.
是的，我们爱自己的丈夫、自己的妻子。
But if we love them more than God.
如果今天我们爱他们的心超过爱神的心
，God feel jealous.
神会感觉到嫉妒的。
Because without God, actually, we have no family.
没有神，我们没有家。
We may love our children.
是的，我们爱我们自己的小孩。
But if you love the children more than you love God,
但是如果我们爱自己的小孩已经超过了爱神的心
，God also feel jealous.
神也会感觉到嫉妒的。
Because God said, "I love you more."
因为神说，我爱你更多。
These children I've gave you.
这些小孩是我赏赐给你的。
Without I bless you, you have no children.
在祝福之前，你是没有小孩的。
But if you love these children more than you love me,
如果今天你爱自己的小孩超过爱神的话
，Of course.God's heart is not satisfied.
当然，神的心就会不满意了。
So God's waiting for us.
神在等我们呢。
Now let's turn back. Let's lower our level. Talk about husband and wife.
那我们换一个方式，我们来看看这个夫妻之间了。
We have talked about how to maintain good relationship.
我们谈到说夫妻之间怎么样维持好的关系。
Of course, sometimes a little bit of jealousy is needed.
有时候这个一点点的这种嫉妒之心是有需要的。
So how do we keep a good marriage?
我们怎么样维持好的婚姻
？Remember.
记得要记住这一点。
Don't do the things that cause the jealousy of your spouse.
也就是说，我们不要让对方，我们不要做出让对方感觉到嫉妒的事情。
This is the safest way.
这是最安全的方式。
Let me repeat.
我们再重复一次啦。
Don't do the thing that will cause the jealousy of your spouse.
也就是不要做那些事情会引起对方嫉妒的事情。
For example.
比如说。
Of course, maybe in the workplace, a husband may have many female colleagues or anything.
也许丈夫在工作的地点呢，有很多女同事存在。
Of course, there's nothing going on.
女同事之间也许没有什么事情。
Just working relationship.
因为只是工作嘛。
Sometimes maybe even if you go for lunch or a coffee.
也许有时候会跟女同事一起喝个咖啡啦，吃个中饭啦。
But if the wife find out.
但是如果太太发现的话。
But if the wife said no, I don't feel comfortable. You do this.
这太太可能会跟这个先生讲说：“你这样做，其实我不高兴哦。
”I don't feel good。
我不觉得这样是好的哦。
I don't think it's appropriate。
因为我觉得这不太适合吧。
You spend time alone with her so much。
因为你花时间跟你女同事单独在一起。
Then at that time, what should the husband say?
那么这个时候先生要怎么说
？Husband should not say, "Hey, you woman worry too much."
那么他先生绝对不能说：“哎，你担心太
多了。”Don't trust me. Don't trust me.
你不信任我吗？
The woman, the husband should not say this.
先生绝对不可以用这种话了。
The husband should say, "Okay, since you are not happy, I will not do this."
先生反过来要说，哎，你觉得不高兴，那我就不做。
Even though there's nothing going on.
也许，也这个当中的关系确实是只是同事而已。
Because you are not happy, I will not do this.
但是因为你觉得不开心、不高兴，那么我就不做了。
I don't want to cause your jealousy even more.
因为我不希望让这样的嫉妒的心呢产生不良的后果。
The woman should do the same thing.
那么太太也是一样。
If the husband find out.
如果先生知道了。
Oh, you have another opposite sex friend talking so well.
那么你有这些男同事啊，或是所谓的男性的朋友， 好像聊得很开心哦。
You see him talk so smiling, I see you smiling. You talk to me, never smile.
你每次看到他谈笑风生，可是跟我谈跟我说话的时候总是没表情哎。
What should the sister say at this time?
啊，那姐妹要说什么？
Hey, you worry too much.
姐妹是不是应该说，哎，你担心太多了，没什么事啊？
No, what should we say? Oh,
我们该说什么？
Next time I smile to you more.
我们应该说，那这样子，我下次跟你讲话的时候，我一定也是谈笑风生的。
I'll keep a distance to this opposite sex. I don't worry, don't worry.
那么你要跟先生讲说，不用担心，我之后呢，不要跟这位男同事或男性讲话了。
So we have to be sensitive to each other.
我们必须要针对这样的关系感到敏感才对。
If we do this,
如果我们这么做，
we'll always keep temptation far away from us.
我们总是能够把这个所谓的试探呢，拒于千里之外。
Because therefore it's very powerful.
因为不要小看恶者的能力哦。
At the beginning, there's always nothing.
因为刚开始的时候总是没有什么事的。
A temptation will come more and more afterwards.
但是这种试探总是一步一步的接近。
Husband also should pay attention to the sister, to your wife.
那么丈夫总是要特别注意自己的妻子。
If the sister is jealous.
如果太太已经觉，你会发现太太已经很嫉妒了。
Why?
为什么？
Maybe not opposite sex.
并不是因为异性的关系哦。
Every day you come home.
每天你回来的时候。
Don't talk to me.
都不跟太太讲话。
3 hours in the TV.
3小时往电视前面一坐。
2 hours online.
2小时在网站上。
And then sleeping.
然后就睡觉了。
Sister will be jealous.
姐妹当然会嫉妒啦。
Hey, the TV more beautiful than me?
他们觉得这个电视比我还好看哦。
You never look at me 5 hours every day.
那么每天你看我可能连5分钟都不到。
The sister will be jealous.
姐妹会嫉妒的。
So, brothers also have to pay attention.
所以弟兄们对这样的事情要很敏感。
So, come back to the Bible.
所以我们回到圣经。
God is a jealous God.
我们看到神是一个嫉妒的神。
Don't do anything that causes the jealousy of God.
不要让，我们不要做任何事情引起神对我们的嫉妒。
Then we will keep ourselves blessed.
那么这样我们就能够在神的福气中长大。
May God bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
396.
396首。